One of the worst things, obviously, that can happen is to have your PECO missing. It's a very usually frightening and difficult time, and I've been there myself having to go through that. So I understand the stress that's involved in that. And what an animal communicator would do in a situation like that, our job is to help in a few different ways. So one of those ways is to track the direction that an animal went in from the last known place that they were at, and then to be able to see what the animal is seeing and feel what the animal is feeling, where they are. And that can help because you can provide information then to the pet parents, you know, what I'm seeing is X, Y, and Z, a certain type of automobiles or colors or different types of environments that they might be in, you know, water, not water. As much information as possible to help them be able to go find their animal. So that's one way that we do this, and direction to help kind of give north, south, east, west type of information. I use maps to do that often, so I'll bring up a map on my computer and track the animal that way, sense where that animal has gone and what direction. And then help to find landmarks is where they are at the time of that communication and things that they've seen too along the way. The other part of this is to help, obviously, the animal come home. And so that can mean also trying to help the pet parent with getting more grounded. And, you know, obviously, because it can be so upsetting, it can be hard to be in like a calm, grounded space when your animal goes missing. The reason we want to do that is because animals are more responsive to that calm, centered energy. So that's what you want to be projecting to help an animal come home. And not to say that it's anyone's fault if an animal doesn't come home. It's not that. It's obviously very challenging to be in that state. But part of what I do is just to kind of help facilitate that. And I do all of my missing animals over the phone, actually. Most animal communicators do, I have found. And it works very well to be able to do that at a distance. I think you have more of an advantage, actually, when you're able to kind of sit and be still and look at an overall, you know, map situation. Here and there, I've been able to go out in person, which works fine too, but it's just even logistically, especially if you're working with people who are not near you, better to be able, you know, to be able to do it at a distance. So helping the animal as far as guiding them home, encouraging them to come home, to make themselves seen, as long as they feel safe to do that. You know, you can sort of suss out from the situation if it feels like that's safe for them to be seen, and helping to encourage them with that because they might be fearful. So I've been privileged to help people to have their pet returned to them. And I should mention that it's not 100% guarantee that as an animal communicator, we're going to be able to communicate with an animal, and that's going to guarantee that they're going to be reunited with their family, unfortunately. That's kind of the hard part about being an animal communicator. There are some sadder moments, and but we try to be there to help support the family during that time. So if you're missing an animal right now, I am so sorry to hear that, and I hope that things do work out. If you have any questions, please feel free to post them in the comments below. You can also reach me at annwithanie@intuitivetouchanimalcare.com or my website, intuitivetouchanimalcare.com.
And if you've enjoyed the song Rub My Belly from this podcast, check out the Misha Songs album, which is downloadable on Amazon. It's an album inspired by animal communication with my fur babies, and it's available through the link posted in the description box below for this episode.
Thank you so much, and God
rub my
bless.
belly, rub my belly, rub my belly, my belly, my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly, my belly, my belly. I like my ears rubbed. I like my paws rubbed. I like my back rubbed. I like my tail rubbed. I like to relax, a massage and some snacks. It's my favorite. Rub my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly.